Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I am your host, Clark Douglas. Later on in the program, a review of the new animated film Rango, featuring the voice talents of Johnny Depp. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're going to be taking a cue from our friends over at Sesame Street and spotlighting a letter of the alphabet. Sure, it's a gimmick, but it's a way to introduce some interesting music. So, today, we're spotlighting scores from films that start with the letter M. M as in Moon, for instance, with a score by Clint Mansell. Take a listen. Music from Moon, written by Clint Mansell. Next up, composer Franz Waxman provides us with a little bit of old-fashioned music for the film Man on a Tightrope. Thank you. Music written by Franz Waxman for the film Man on a Tightrope. Continuing with music from films, let's start with the letter M. We move to composer Terrence Blanchard and his fine score for Spike Lee's Malcolm X. Music by the great Terrence Blanchard, written for Malcolm X. Next up, composer Bruce Broughton provides us with a selection from The Monster Squad. Thank you. music by Bruce Broughton, written for The Monster Squad. Next up, we move to composer Mark Isham and a selection from Mrs. Parker and the Vicious Circle. Mark Isham with music from Mrs. Parker and the Vicious Circle. Next up, Ennio Morricone supplies us with music from Malina. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're spotlighting music from films that begin with the letter M on the program today. And next up, composer John Williams provides us with lovely music written for the film Memoirs of a Geisha. That's John Williams' The Chairman's Waltz, written for Memoirs of a Geisha. Elmer Bernstein also has some nice music for us, this selection written for the film Marie Ward. Thank you. music for Marie Ward, a very fine score from composer Elmer Bernstein. George Fenton joins us next with his overture written for the film Mrs. Henderson Presents. George Fenton's music, written for Mrs. Henderson Presents. Next up, composer David Newman provides us with some music written for the Burt Reynolds film Malone.
Thank you.
Music written for the film Malone by composer David Newman. We wrap up the musical portion of the program with music written for The Misfits, starring Clark Gable and Marilyn Monroe. This by composer Alex music by composer Alex North, written for the film The Misfits. It's now time to conclude our program with this week's movie review of the new animated film Rango. After helming the first three installments of the wildly popular Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, director Gore Verbinski tackles his first animated feature, bringing the voice talents of pirate star Johnny Depp along with him. The result is a fun, frisky, visually inventive film that manages to avoid the usual animation flick conventions. Our hero is a lizard, played by Johnny Depp. His name is... well, we're not exactly sure what his name is. But he's a lizard, he lives in a glass tank, and he spends his days participating in some sort of paranoid schizophrenic community theater with a variety of inanimate objects. One day, the lizard is flung from his tank into the middle of a dusty road. Suddenly, he finds himself alone in an unfamiliar world. With the aid of an armadillo, voiced by Alfred Molina, and a terse female lizard named Beans, played by Isla Fisher, our protagonist finally makes it to the little town of Dirt. Because no one in Dirt knows the lizard, the little green guy decides to create a new identity for himself. From now on, he'll be known as Rango, the roughest, toughest gunslinger in the West. Alas, with such claims inevitably come fights with bad guys. Despite the fact that he's in way over his head, Rango is determined to tackle his new challenge. Not only will he take on the bad guys, he'll work to figure out why Dirt's precious water supply has disappeared. I really dig Rango, but I'm not sure that you will. Permit me to explain. I enjoyed Gore Verbinski's first Pirates of the Caribbean installment, but I think that series got better in its second and third installments. That's largely because Verbinski grew less interested in plotting and more interested in exploring his flights of loopy imagination. The third film's trippy multiple jacks sequence was a high point of the series for me, but others found it an incredibly irritating bit of self-indulgence. Your feelings towards that sequence may very well inform your feelings towards Rango, which basically picks up where the multiple jacks sequence left off. What a weird little movie this is. The plot is simple, too simple it could be argued, an easily digestible variation on Chinatown, with a tortoise played by Ned Beatty replacing John Huston's Noah Cross. The plot only exists to set up Verbinski's exercises in visual lunacy, as the director starts with a foundation built by Sergio Leone and then goes haywire from there. In one sequence, Verbinski incorporates elements of both Apocalypse Now and 2001 A Space Odyssey in a large-scale action sequence involving a character in drag battling a horde of angry moles riding bats. If that sounds tedious on paper, it's thrilling in execution. The countless movie references present in Rango aren't wearisome attempts at injecting some pop culture pizzazz into the proceedings. I'm thinking of films like Shark Tale or the Shrek sequels. This is a movie madly in love with movies, and it references old Clint Eastwood flicks not to be cute, but rather in an attempt to create an experience that generates a similar spine-tingling kick. Rango's love of cinema extends even further. It could be argued that the film is one which takes place entirely in the head of a movie junkie, a world filled with residents who worship a great movie star. No, really. The film is largely a fast-paced experience filled with busy action scenes and lots of physical comedy, but the movie does have a few serene moments of quiet beauty. While I really appreciated the understated moments, the busy scenes certainly have plenty of fun stuff to offer. While action scenes often feel obligatory in children's movies, Verbinski loads this movie with so many visual treats that we're never bored. The film also demonstrates an eagerness to entertain that's reminiscent of Mel Brooks at times, throwing up one quick joke after another. Some are corny and some are groan-worthy, but they're delivered so cheerfully and in such quick succession that you're bound to start giggling after a while. The voice work is uniformly solid, with Depp turning in an enjoyably manic turn that veers between Kermit the Frog-style yelps and lusty, deep-throated growls. Old pros like Alfred Molina, Ned Beatty, Bill Nighy, Harry Dean Stanton, Ray Winston, and Stephen Root bring a weighty color to the gruff supporting cast, while Isla Fisher and Abigail Breslin bring youthful energy to the film's principal female characters. The character design is absolutely terrific throughout, as the filmmakers seem less interested in creating plastic toys for Happy Meals than in designing grizzled beasts you can't take your eyes off of. The cast isn't very cuddly, but then that's the case in most Westerns. Most animated flicks these days attempt to offer entertainment for viewers of all ages, but Rango is one of the few likely to play better for adults than it will for children. Young kids will appreciate the film's energy, but it's doubtful they'll grasp its often subversive wit. Parents may want to take the parental guidance rating a bit more seriously this time around, as the film features a greater level of innuendo, gleefully macabre humor, and violence than the majority of animated films. Characters are actually killed from time to time, too. The kids at my screening certainly enjoyed it, even if they did leave the screening quoting lines like, "Can I gut shoot somebody?" While Rango does offer a simple and predictable plot, almost everything else about the movie feels fresh and offbeat. Whether or not you have kids to bring along, this one is well worth checking out. It gets a rating of 3.5 stars out of 4. And that just about wraps up our time together on the program today. I do hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Right now, we close out continuing on the theme of the letter M with this tune from Muse. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.